Well, the GBC agenda remains the same, and that is we want to make sure that the legislature takes steps or does, that really helps us promote economic growth and job creation in the state of Maryland, particularly making steps to ensure that Maryland is very competitive moving forward. So sometimes it's not only necessarily moving legislation forward, but also making sure that certain legislation does not move forward.
One of the pieces of legislation the governor is making a priority is raising the minimum wage. Does the GBC have a position on that?
Traditionally, the GBC has been opposed to raising the minimum wage. We believe the minimum wage should be done at the federal level, not at the state level. However, at this current time, we have to recognize that the federal level is sort of stuck into a paralysis, and they're not making any sort of movements in those areas. So we certainly think that there's a lot of problems with raising the minimum wage. We think it does affect businesses. We think there has to be a smart way of doing so. There seems to be a lot of movement for it, so we're going to do what we can to make sure that if that's an effort that's undertaken by the legislature, it's done in a smart way, it's done incrementally, it's done with certain exceptions for young and seasonal employees, things of that nature that we think will still help us be competitive moving forward.
I was going to ask you about the ways to make it smarter. I mean, incrementally is one thing. You'd see exemptions for certain businesses, like seasonal businesses?
I think we certainly have to look at seasonal businesses. I mean, you think of some of the great tourism attractions we have and the seasonality that comes with that, and also young people. I mean, minimum wage is not necessarily a wage that you're going to make to keep a family going. It's a way to start off in your career, and that's what a lot of young people do and get paid minimum wage. We want to make sure that they remain get employed, and we employ young people, move them to the ladder as well.
You heard that Montgomery and PG County both increase the minimum wage on their own. I take it you view that as problematic.
I think it certainly creates some problems. I don't think it's. I don't think it'd be helpful to see a patchwork of each county having its own separate minimum wage. I certainly think it'd be better if we have one statewide minimum wage. But also, we have to be cognizant of the fact that the adjoining states have not increased the minimum wage, and there are some of our competitors also economically.
The fact that the gas tax was approved last year. Do you sense that it's working as well as you thought it would?
Well, obviously, now the good point is that we have money and we see new projects, and I think we're going to see a lot of activity moving forward. The key is going to be, are these projects that are constructed, the ones that need to be done in a way that's going to help move our people throughout the state, help us be more mobile. But obviously, I think that, yes, the money is coming in, and the fact is that we're going to see transportation projects that we would not have seen otherwise.
Don, there's a lot of talk among the Republicans that they should cut either the corporate net income tax or the income tax rate, which is paid by S corporations. Where do you stand on that?
We certainly think that there are some major issues with respect to what are called pass-through entities, subchapter S's, LLC core organizations, things of that nature. Obviously, we're not going to be opposed to any sort of corporate income tax, a reduction of corporate income tax. The GBC, though, is undertaking a comprehensive study of the taxes in the state of Maryland to come up with some recommendations on tax restructuring and spending controls that would result in a revenue-neutral perspective moving forward. And we think that that's a way comprehensively to move forward.